From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. New numbers from the Commerce Department show the economy lost momentum in the second quarter of the year, with the gross domestic product, the value of all goods and services produced, rising at an annual pace of just 2.4%. That's a 35% decline from the pace in the first quarter. Economist Hugh Johnson says those numbers add to concern about the economic recovery.
It tells you that the economy is, yes, recovering, but it's barely recovering, that it's just limping along, that the recovery is very, very slow.
The Commerce Department also revised downward a bit its GDP estimates for last year. The White House is calling on the whistleblower website WikiLeaks not to post any more classified documents about the war in Afghanistan. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the Taliban is using the thousands of documents already posted to go after supporters of U.S.-led forces.
They're combing through those documents to find people that are cooperating with American and international forces to bring peace to Afghanistan. They're looking through those for names, and they said they know how to punish those people.
Gibbs on NBC's Today Show. President Obama is visiting two auto assembly plants in Michigan today. Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET reports the White House hopes the trip will highlight the administration's role in bolstering the U.S. auto industry.
Mr. Obama will deliver remarks at a Chrysler auto plant, then take a quick tour of a General Motors facility where the Chevrolet Volt will be assembled. The appearance allows the president to showcase both his call for cleaner-burning vehicles and the payoff from providing a federal bailout to the industry, which a new White House report says has created 55,000 new jobs over the past year. The president is also scheduled to visit a Ford plant in Chicago next week. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
A House committee is moving toward a public trial for veteran Democratic Congressman Charles Rangel of New York on 13 separate charges of violating House rules. So far, the two sides have been unable to reach a settlement. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi seems resigned to the fact there will be a trial.
The chips will have to fall where they may politically, but upholding the highest ethical standard is a top priority for us.
The charges against Rangel include using his office improperly to solicit donations for a school to be named in his honor. He insists he has done nothing wrong. The government's point man on the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, Admiral Thad Allen, says he's had what he called a frank and open discussion with Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal and local officials about the ongoing commitment to deal with the impact of the spill. Jindal says he's concerned that BP and the government might ease back once the runaway well gets permanently plugged.
We don't want them prematurely declaring victory once they get these relief wells done. The reality is we want all that oil to be out of our water. We want their commitment to restoring our coast, to addressing the mental health issues, to getting our people back to work.
Jindal was assured by Allen there will be a plan for an ongoing cleanup of the oil spill. This is NPR News from Washington. British Airways is announcing big first quarter losses today, a period during which it had to cope with cabin crew strikes and the temporary grounding of European air traffic. Larry Miller reports, though, that the airline is still expecting to break even for the year.
British Airways was $190 million in the red, but in an upbeat statement it says underlying revenue increased and there were savings through cost cutting. Analysts had expected even worse results. 23 days of strikes by cabin crew and the grounding of planes by the volcanic ash cloud cost BA nearly $390 million. This loss was bigger than the one suffered in the same period last year when the airline went on to lose $1 billion. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Authorities in southern China say they will punish anyone who organizes illegal rallies in support of the local dialect Cantonese. NPR's Louisa Lim reports that warning is adding to fears that the dialect is being phased out.
Already one person has been detained for 5 days after he posted messages online calling for people to attend a rally in the southern city of Guangzhou. Hundreds of people gathered to sing Cantonese songs last Sunday, but the event was dispersed by police on safety grounds. Cantonese speakers are worried about a proposal by a local politician calling for an end to television programs broadcast in Cantonese and saying they should only use the official language of Mandarin. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
Firefighters in Southern California are set to use aircraft to drop water and chemicals on a wildfire that's spreading rapidly in Los Angeles County near Palmdale. The blaze has spread over 7 square miles so far and has forced the evacuation of more than 1,500 homes. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.